The Palin administration hopes to do away with so-called split wages for all Alaska Marine Highway System employees. The practice has been part of union contracts for years, and its demise apparently caused the Inland Boatmen's Union, the IBU, to reject its latest tentative agreement. Here's how it works. When a crew member calls in sick or doesn't show up for work, other crew members have to pick up the slack, so they were allowed to split the missing employees' wages. State labor negotiator Nancy Such says the state wants to replace split wages with overtime pay.
What the administration didn't like was that they would just be splitting the wages whether or not they had to do additional work, and they didn't have a problem paying extra overtime if that was required, but they didn't want to just merely split the wages for not having to perform extra work.
But IBU negotiator Daryl Zao says crew members do have to perform extra work, and the administration has already said no to overtime.
I have men and women who really are dedicated to the operation and have busted their butts in trying to get things done, and they just don't have enough time. The issue comes back that mid-management, people in operations, will tell our supervisors on board the vessel, no overtime. Absolutely not.
The IBU represents about 700 state ferry workers in the deck, engine, purser, and steward departments. Zao says less than 2% of their payroll is paid out in split wages. The IBU has rejected three contract offers from the Palin administration. Members have been working without a contract for more than a year. Such says she hopes to restart negotiations next week. The administration is also bargaining with masters, mates, and pilots and marine engineers, and plans to remove the split wage provision from their agreements.